rewarding. Yo. Hello. I put in an offer on a house. Garden City. Before you judge me, Tanner, we have seen only three houses hit the market in Rockville Center, and one of them had two toilets next to each other, okay? So my options are limited. Oh, I didn't share this with you. It is the upstairs. Yo. No, I'm talking. There is the upstairs has two half baths. Sorry, two and a half baths, and it's not the way you think.
Oh.
Josh, I think that's from a porno. Yeah, but what's funny is, yeah, but it's no, and the glass blocks are way clearer in person. It's not like one of those foggy or disorienting ones. It's like it's crystal clear in person. Oh, no, and what I'm telling you is there's certain glass blocks that like refract light. This is clear. Yeah, those are toilets. Those are toilets. Nope. No, those are toilets. There's two sinks. There's two sinks. Yeah, no. So the door doesn't cover, this is a bad angle, it doesn't cover the seats. So you still see each other through the glass. I've been to the house. No, I've been to this house, guys. I walked in this house and it was shocking because at first I was like, this is the clearest mirror I've ever seen. And then I go, oh no, that's another. It was like it's so funny because they wanted way too much money for that house. And we were like, no. And they're like, well, we need offers by end of day because we got some really competitive offers. And we're just like, all right, go with that. And then they took it off the market and then they put it back on the market a little bit later with a reduced price. I'm upset. Yeah, we're not gonna get it. Someone's gonna outbid us, but I linked the house if you were curious. It the rooms upstairs are way smaller than they look versus them. You could only fit twins. I feel like if you're a five bed house and three of them only fit twins, just make it a four bed. Like, what are you, a barracks? I don't get it. Yes. Yeah, I don't. There was no master bath either, so we just have to like, yeah. Yes, but if you want to go to the big bathroom and skip the tiny bathroom, you have to go through someone's bedroom. Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing, so the little one enters through the hallway, the other one enters through bedroom. Fun fact, the bedroom it connects to is not the master bedroom. It's a bedroom that can only fit a twin and doesn't have big closet space. No. I think they just went upstairs and chopped it up to make more bedrooms so that they can go, look, it's a five bed house. You could sell it for more money. No, but it wasn't even like a recent flip. Looking at it, it's old up there. It's really, the downstairs is nice. The upstairs is really old. Did that one? Let me see. Oh, might have actually. I take it back then. I saw it so long ago, and they when they took it off. I think what happened is they had daughters, and then each daughter wanted a bathroom. They're like, just make bathroom, but then give you access to the toilet and shower. Oh, when we went there, the primary bathroom was broken. That was a problem. They were telling us that the plumbing wasn't working, and we were like, I don't know if it was ever hooked up, but yeah. Yeah, so. Hot house. Back rooms. Yeah. I saw one house. So we only saw this house. It was way over budget, but we only went to see it because we hadn't met up in person with our real estate agent like in like 2.5 months. So really, I think everyone was under the assumption we should probably just like pretend we're still working together type of thing. So we went to a house. It's in Garden City. $2 million. And it was like unlivable. There were like holes in the walls that rodents were using. There were cracks like this big from water damage. There was a rug under in the middle of one of the rooms, and we pulled the rug up. It was just like baseboard. It was like, oh, I thought this wasn't there. I realized this was structural. We're like, this is crazy. And then we looked at it. We looked at it later. It sold 100K over ask. Yeah, it's not great out there, so. Yeah. Where's you want to live? Where's you want to live? Okay. Yeah. Wait, so did she go to the seller's neighbors to tell them the seller's crazy or to tell them that your mom's crazy? Like, did she go, ah! Oh, yeah. That sounds like a great time. Are y'all gonna play ball? Are y'all gonna play ball? There's, yeah. That's crazy. That is crazy. Did she already? She'll ask for one. Yeah, she'll ask for one. Did she already accept the offer, or does it not get accepted? Because co-ops are weird. Did she back out? Then you can buy a foreclosed property. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah, it's rough out there. I know when I was looking in the city for apartments, my real estate lady, we picked her and she seemed very nice. And then we like called her because I didn't do emails. I'm like, I'm gonna call her. She's a real estate agent, she'd be able to talk on the phone. She's like, who are you? And I was like, we just saw your name online. And she's like, oh. And then by the end of the call, she was super nice. And she's like, why'd you guys pick me? And then Bailey's like, you seem nice. And she's like, oh, I must have kind eyes. Fast forward a couple of weeks. She was talking about an apartment. She's like, we could screw this person. We're not paying. And she's like, brutal. And she like negotiates massive deals. And then she proceeded to tell us about how she bought one apartment and an apartment next to it. And then spent 11 months in court evicting the other person, and then they didn't want to leave. So she like hired like a private service that would like get them out just so she could knock the walls down and build her dream home. Yeah, we. Oh. Thank you for telling me.
But yeah, so better. All right, Tanner. You have to make it weird. We also saw an apartment that was listed from her same firm, and the listing agent was this like older, nice British man. And we were chatting, and it was going. We were like, "Oh, he's a really nice guy." All of this, and he like knew Lauren. He's like, "Oh, she's like a daughter to me." And then like when we left, he's just like, "I love him, but he doesn't know this area at all. We're gonna be able to t come in really aggressive. He's a terrible negotiator. He cares too much." And we're like, "Oh shit, okay." I don't want someone less aggressive than me. I'm sure there's a middle ground, but you know. So yeah, we'll see. I don't think my house offer is going to get accepted because they were supposed to talk about it at 6 p.m. and I haven't heard from them. And if a destitute house went 100 and something K over ask, I can't imagine that my offer is going to succeed. Agent and 2 60-year-olds who are moving out to like the sound. Yeah. I just want a home. Why is that so hard? That's true. That's true. I just want a home. And preferably one that I could legally own. Yeah. Yeah, or I could take one over. That'd be great, actually. Yeah. Yes, my parents own an apartment. No, like a multifamily house in Queens, and the tenants that were there before my sister, when my parents were like, "All right, we're not renewing your lease," they're basically just like, "Give us 10 grand or we're not gonna leave." So my parents are like, "Great, here you go." Because it's so hard to evict people in New York that they'll just squat for 2.5 years or something. And if you don't like carefully document everything, it like resets the entire timeline too. It is nuts. Yeah. This house was came on the market on Wednesday, and it had an open house on Sunday, and then they were like, "We're only accepting offers until 3 p.m. on Monday." And I'm like, "Great." Was one of those ones that, as we toured it, it's only a 3-bed, 2.5 bath, but as we toured it, our real estate agent was just like getting sadder. She's like, "It's a really nice house." And I could tell she's just like, "You guys are never getting this fucking We're like, "Oh wow, this is so nice." They're like, "It's just not, it's just like a house, you know? Like the gutters are fine, the roof's fine, the floor is fine." Yeah, it wasn't anything crazy. It was just, yeah. Like, oh, there's somewhat of a yard. Like, it's just like, oh, hell yeah, you know. The 3 beds can all fit at least a queen, or like, wow, this is crazy. Not really any closets, but we could put bureaus. That's fine. It was, and she was just getting sadder and sadder. No. But yeah, so. Okay. That'd be great. It is kind of annoying because I just want to have a commute that's less than like 40 minutes to the city, or sorry, less than an hour to the city, and it's just there isn't that many towns, and then there's even less towns we can afford. So, but alas, such is life. I feel bad for everyone. This just sucks. Yeah. No. Mike just starts rattling off his social security number. That's not SpongeBob. It's 0011. Was it the negative one? Normal 9-year-old who's always been nine. Josh is changing the name. I can make a survival check, unless. Sorry, I didn't hear this because I got a text from my real estate agent. I'm in the final four. So, what's funny, she screenshotted the text that the other agent sent her, and she has Marianne, my agent, she's like a mom. She has such big text. Yeah, apparently they had 11 offers, and we're in the final four. Which probably means there's at least a cash offer, and they might just be taking pity on us. Because maybe the cash offer is either slightly lower than ours or slightly above ours, and they're like, because sometimes real estate agents like when it's just couples that have to take a mortgage. I've learned. They feel bad for us. Yeah. But anyway, fiendist. I will not offer any more for this house. I offered 120,000 over. No, I offered 120,000 over. No mortgage contingency. And I'm not even like, oh, here's your house. No, that's what's just like, I'm surprised I'm in the top four, to be honest with you. Yeah, anyway, fiendish. The difference, okay, one quick thing. The difference is when you have a mortgage, if you add an extra, I don't know, $10,000, it's a lot less than a monthly. But if you have cash, you only have so much cash. I could just go to a bank. Yeah. Yeah, they're fighting the big guy. Well, you guys are looking this up. Argyle is just going to be talking to Arctos in the back. Both trying to convert the other one. No, they're both trying to convert the other one. No. But they both think they're getting close. Yeah. Yep. I feel like once you're in a bad enough neighborhood, if you have too nice of a car, people are like, I don't want to touch that. Like there's a threshold where they're just like there's a bad man that owns this car. There. It's like, oh, I want to steal. I think I would have remembered that, Josh, if she mentioned I didn't even want Oh, but the car is fine? Oh my God, we should add this. If not, we should spend every dollar we have on it. All right. Well. I will make it a perception check. We don't need to talk about Argo. Dog. Mine ate raisins yesterday. He puked a lot when we took him to the vet, I think. He did behind closed doors. He's fine. We got there really quick, but his face was stained black from charcoal. Gluten. What about tapioca flour? Hell yeah. Could you do like the Brazilian cheese bread where it's just tapioca and cheese? Try you yeah. What if you try the Brazilian one, but you don't use like a flavorful cheese, you just use like a farmer's cheese? They don't have to know. Anyway, I'm back. If you just make a really stable souffle? That's a good point. Not all soufflés. There's savory ones. I've had a cheddar and chive soufflé. Does that one have temperature? It's one of those. Saw one of those, and I was like, my stand mixer is going to work for the next 20 years. I have no business getting this. But you didn't have one, so you should get it. Yeah. Yeah. Argyle's gonna lean over to Anzu and say, "Don't drink that." Don't say wow, that's just what it's called, doesn't mean. Statistically improbable. I don't know why you guys believe this lunatic. Yeah, I don't know why they believe Betty. Love thaumaturges. He's a space orc. And it needs to do all of us. It needs to do all of us, by the way. Our guy will stay here. He'll probably supply you with pints, right? How much does he use? Perhaps Benny could drink it. Oh, yes, we should give that to our friend, Deanne. It's a very common breakfast, at least from where I'm from in the Citadel. My uncle doesn't have a taste for it, though. He doesn't like goat's blood. All right. Does it have multiple uses, or do we have to do it all at once? Okay. Hey, odd question. Are you able to figure out what he is? I don't think he's a normal child. All right. Well. One at a time. That's way more exciting. The least likely. As Anzu goes to step, Argyle's just gonna grab his weapon. Just in case. Hey, kid. Any other fun fact or anything? All right, Argyle was stepping. Yeah. Argyle was stepping. Next to the bear. Yeah. He just paused, puts the paw down. Who taught you? Very cool. Very cool. We don't actually know how much he would have charged us, guys. He might have. Well, your apologies is accepted. I'm glad to be back with you, compatriots. Yes. I think he's Voidward. Unclear. I would like to remerge. I am not sure how that would work. Correct. I just have to say business cards. They're new made, but the old ones are thrown out in the river. That's very nice of you. Did you read them their trial rights? Did they die with honor? Take Benny to a pediatrician to figure out what he is. May I join the improv class? It has come to my attention that I might be able to benefit from some improv teaching. Argyle first. While he's not doing improv, he's just going to be offering free health services. He's like a back alley surgeon where he'll just help people that can't afford it. If they pay, they can pay if they want, but none of that. All right. Oof. You know, I'm going to reroll it. Yeah. Mythic point, if I'm an expert, is that plus six? Great. Hilarious. No. We don't like Concordia in this household. Also, at some point, Argyle would have talked to Arctos and would have convinced him to have an option that doesn't have the product in it. So there's a regular version and then a sleeping version. Yes. They can get a, you know, like space grade can. Fifty-nine. Okay. Hell yeah. Josh expected us to earn this information differently. Did What does the Pale Lantern Society do again? I can roll one with you, but I expect you to beat me. Twenty-nine crit. Can I trade? Can I? Yeah. Can I dumb down my crit and just get a hero point? Yeah. Gosh, thinks he's slick. Oh no. What do you need? Argyle can come along, but let Anzu do it. That way everyone's involved. No, Benny's not here. He's running full speed under a table. What is it? Yeah, what check is this? I will make a perception. Thirty-two for my perception. It's a Argyle got in sync with Johnny from all the class. Oh. I do not have it on me, but I might be able to ask my org. I doubt they would clear it. That being said, are you keen on going back into the sewers? Last I recall, you were complaining about your bell-bottom jeans. So you're going to expose your raw legs to the sewage. Our guy like touches up his suit and is just like, "This is standard issue. All operatives must continue to wear this, even in hot temperatures." Yes, and maybe another day. Yeah. Sorry, everyone, for keep stepping it away. Turns out we did not get the house. We're in the top five people for it, and they're asking for a best and final by end of day tomorrow. And I think that's fucking ridiculous. The only other house that was similar to this, that was 200 square feet less, sold for 100,000 below what I offered. This house is, it's nice, it's just overpriced. And they're getting greedy. Sorry. So I was just going back and forth between Bailey, and then I was texting my parents because it's ridiculous. Oh no. Can I roll it? Oh, okay. All right, I'll roll it. Oh, all right, I'll let him roll it. You can roll it. I just rolled a fake die. Yeah, Concordia had a bad run of it, huh? Fuck those guys. I hate those guys. They should frown more. Yeah. Was that the other keystone that we asked about? Aren't you happy we didn't go for two and get greedy? You think they sent more than those two people? Or do you think it was just those two? Right, sorry. Oh my God, I got the underdog. 51. That's what they get. They don't even deserve it. You have to get one of these keystones with blood, not money. I'll make one. Oof. 17. Those bastards. Non-celestial entities should touch scales. At least the scale of fate. Unless you guys want to. And yes, you guys may do that if you'd like. And the one with the laser guns, what do we make out from them again? Well, what language did you two speak to each other? Where's your home? I thought it was around here. Also, sorry, I was about to ask the exact same thing. Okay. Should we like find a tracker or someone to figure out where he went? Or is it just like, I don't know what we could do. I think he's just gone, right? He's just dead. I'll report it to my contacts in the scale to see if they have any hits on aliases or anything like that on him. Don't expect anything. Does that work, Josh? No worries. Can Argyle just like try to have his name run through the systems of the scale to see if they. Anyone's come across any reports of him? I doubt it, but the arbiters might be. So mine. 25. I figured. One quick question for the group. If we're about to go to a Strider, is there anything we should bring? Like, do we bring alchemical supplies? With the medicine check, can I make healing potions or is that still crafting? Okay. Yeah. Do we want alchemical supplies? Do we want food rations? Do we want to try to bring jewels to trade with the people on board? Do we want drugs so they'll try to buy it from us? I don't know. Do we want a different car? Is there a magical tent that we could get? I forget what level. I think it might be six, so we might actually be able to get it. I know. Yeah. Well, there's restful tent, but that's level seven. What there's like a term for like the magical items that you can live in. I thought I is it a I would know. Maybe not then. Well, there's structure traits. Yeah. Sandcastle, stone castle. We would need the room for a two-story cottage, right? Would you let us get a level seven tent or no? It's okay. Yeah. Oh no. Those are different things. We use like stone wall, and then Marzo had a summon hot tub spell. Yeah. No. Yeah. Would Smiler have it? Cool. Should we get it from the group fund? Yeah. Could we make a modification to the tent to make it to work with our car? No. That's probably worse than just having the tent. Like making our car fold out into a tent, like an RV. Be like an RV. It's not crazy. What is this, a house for ants? Are there RVs? Is that a thing in this world? How much do those cost? All right. All right, so what is that? If you think we'll have, we could just get a portable air for our trunk so you could just chill in the trunk instead. But no one's going to want to sleep in a trunk filled with gasoline. But it's scrubbing it, the gasoline from the air, so it's doable to sleep. Yeah. That's fair. Okay. So just roll a two hit. You're gonna let a kid be an advisor.
Amazing.
So the other guy that survived, is that the dude in the armory? They saw some crazy shit. Right, well. I'd like to gather the group to give them some blind tastes. Do you have a photo of what the it looks like, Josh, or should I use the one I have? Yeah. Unveil. Polar Shiv, taste of Austrine. Now, this is a soft drink that comes regular or with Shiv. I'll call Polar Shiv. And, you know, I think it could be really big. You guys want to try some samples? Okay. Well, you know, you guys don't want to try it, that's fine, but well. The one with Shiv will be restricted because Argyle convinced him to. That is the only reason. Argyle would have gone about the whole holiness and how it's morally unjust and all that. All right. Johnny, can you at least try the Shiv? I feel like you would have the best tolerance. Yeah. All right, thank you. Go for it. It is. Yeah, just casually, you know. Probably at the end of a long day, if you were working. It shouldn't. No. You can't get high on your own supply. I just got the samples, guys. I haven't opened into it. I'll try one after Anzu. Okay. Austrine. It's fine. It's where Arctos is from. It's okay if you fail. It'll be fine. Honestly, it'd be better if you fail. Yes! Our guy will walk over and be like, using drugs is bad for you, and cast cleanse affliction on him at third level. Oh no. All right. Arctos will not sell Shiver then. The idea was Coca-Cola uses a polar bear in their marketing, and I wanted Arctos to have one. An original Coke did. All right, I will sell a lower dose, maybe a little more casual, and then also have the non-drug dose. Yeah. Also, in the taste test, Arctos is going to say, I'm sure it's clear, but I will be staying here for the trip. Oh, no, not that. Not that. No, I'm not leaving Alia. Hey, you think I'm leaving this place? I got a great life here. Yeah, no, I go there all the time now. No, you guys aren't really doing much stuff. I sleep there a lot. I even moved my paintings back. This is more of just like a hobby, you guys. I'll send you guys a crate or two of the polar shit, though. I'll send you one with zero and one without. One with it and one without for the trip. Do you funk the lamp boy? Jura sounds like the name of the person from campaign one. I see. Don't worry. Our guy would definitely cleanse a fiction on anyone who takes this drug. He's a hull monitor. He's not allowing anyone to. Yeah. Got nothing. Ooh, they got the ticket. They got the ticket for the chocolate factory. The old man can finally stand outside of the bed and stop letting his poor, poor family also share the bed with him for no reason. Oh. Argyle would like to take his gold and convert it into jewels. Oh, sorry, his dollars and convert it into jewels. He doesn't trust the money systems. Yeah. Small jewels. Small jewels. 360. 300, so I get 36 small jewels. If I go under the sewer, I'm gonna not be helping save lives. Is that worth it? Okay. Hopefully no child. But then I might not be able to get enough rest to save a child's life. Will you need your life saved? Okay. Yes, I will go. And I will be thrilled about it. I'll run my impromptu shelter out of there for healing people. Have a little field hospital, yeah. Yeah. I rolled a survival check as well for 25. You want to beat the 25? All right, so22 for me. This doesn't happen to be an emotional effect, does it? Are we lighting a torch? Or... I see. I got to 31. Thanks, Mike. It told me. It told me to say that. I have dark vision. The judge of the light. No, the light from the judge is enough for me. Just doesn't explode. I guess we'll be stealthy. It's a sewer. It's a sewer. Do we need to be stealthy in here? Has something else happened in the sewer? Has some. Okay, like just nods his head. Okay, let's be stealthy. No, but wasn't there another one with Mr. Whiskers? Oh, we saw. Oh, yeah, never mind. Okay. Stealth is plus it. All right, so that's Argyle stealth. 18 for Argyle. That's the best. It, yeah. Dude. Sorry, I can also make one. Yeah. Oh no. I was just trying to update my spells to be. I'll just do it for tomorrow. I have the ones on Path Builder. Oh wow. Yeah, it's just so much longer to do it on Foundry than Path Builder, where I just click it, so I'll do it. Should. Whoa, 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 whoa. We're just gonna start swinging? Oh, no, it's definitely not good. I just mean, do you think that's the only thing that's here, or do you think we should, I have see the unseen, and I also have fairy fire. Well, I brought this because I remembered I've been in these tunnels before, and there were invisible things that attacked people. But I can wait for Fairy Fighter for once it attacks us. See invisibility or see the unseen might be better for scoping out. Should I do that? All right. Well, I guess I will. Yes, revealing light. Oh, never. Okay. Is that different than Fairy Fire? Like, or is it the exact same thing? So it lasts shorter. Okay. Well, I don't think I could. That's the only option I have, right? Since the other one's legacy. So I'll do that. Yeah. And then see the unseen. It seems like I can only. Sorry, I was trying to read this on the walk over when I added this stuff, but. Oh, so I need to be within 10 feet? Or is that only when it's phased through an object within 10 feet? Okay. I cast see un the unsane on myself. The puddle too. Fuck. All right, blast the puddle. You blast it or I blast it. All right. I'm gonna burn this guy with moonlight once he can. Argyle raises his shield. Yeah. I was gonna say, it's either gonna be absolute dog walk one way or the other. So, quick question. Anzu, do you have, does anyone here have an arcane or primal tradition for spell casting? Fuck. I wanted to get the item. There's a spell called Tailwind, which is first level, but if you upcast it to second level, you just get a, for 8 hours, you get a flat 10-foot status bonus to your speed. And I was just going to get a wand of that, but no one can cast it. Yeah. Can he get it up by 10 if he puts, if he gets a second heal and puts it on the other shoe? Boo. Yeah. That's what Benny needs. It's less of an action. It's less of an action. Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna take, yeah, good. Now, what's it, what if it's a polar bear with armor and drugs? Except he's a chill sibling that's sleepy. Coca-Cola bear. All right, in hindsight, that's fair. I kind of keep forgetting the time zones. That's true. Take him out. He's asking. Next Monday? Top, top, top.